then look at so many, now there's millions of people who are the followers of that fellow who says, be honest, and they are dishonest. What is this? How could it happen? They say we believe in this creator and we believe in this religion, but we have to do what we wish. And they do the opposite. I don't know, excuse me, but I cannot hide it. There is this religion which the name of it is peace. Okay? And now there are so many followers of this religion that the only thing they don't understand is war. And they say it. They say this is an eternal war. We have to have war until there is no one but us. And they are stupid minorities. They are not like Adolf Hitler who was, or Japanese who had that power and stuff and started disillusion. They are the poorest and the stupid one. But they do this. How? Ah, this is the trick. This is... How could they do it, really? Could you somehow correct some of your feelings that when you touch this glass, feel that it is like a sandpaper? Could you do that? Physically? Yes. Well, there are a lot of tricks. There are a lot of... You get high and you feel difference. This is the same thing that they do over there. They change their feeling towards this stuff. This stuff was here to guide us how to be good. Now for them, this stuff is here to show us that kill the others. Period. What is this? How could it happen? You cannot say, oh yes, it happened to them. It could happen to all of us. And it had its influence of all of us in it. Who is the guilty party in here? Me first. Yes. Who else? The Martians? Or God did it? A lot of religious people say, oh, this is what he did, we don't know. No, 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 we know this is wrong and a group of people are doing this. Let's see how this happens. Yes, listen carefully.
Advance in the same manner in which slaves have advanced, so that his dog may become gentle and affectionate. You take a dog or a fox with you, the dog will rage from the bottom of every tent.
When you bring yourself, oh, the peasant was talking about his dog, right? If you take your dog with yourself, what will happen? The fight is obvious. When you are going to the house of someone who tells you that, I have this kind of dog, if you don't behave properly, it will bite you. Then you will change everything. Yes?
If none but God have the power of choice, why do you become angry with one who has committed an offense?
If you really... you! I'm not talking about all these people. You say, listen, do you think God is powerless or powerful? Tell me. Do you think he's stupid or he knows what he's doing? So if deep down in your beliefs, you call it religion, whatever you call it, deep down over there, you think that he is organizing everything and managing everything, all this stupidity that I'm bringing in is his fault, isn't it? So he's stupid. You see where the trick is? The trick is that deep down we say, oh yes, God is organizing the stuff. Some of these scientists will come out and say, excuse me, God has created this universe and went vacation. Everybody will get angry and they try to punish them. God is the creator, not the doer. It's not like that. This thing that, yes, his will is influencing my decision, yes, the same way that that planet that we don't know yet is influencing me, isn't it? Uh-huh. You know what's influencing me now? Oh, I'm very happy because suddenly, after 2 years of hiding it, they brought it out that they have found another kind of human being. Smaller. Like those little ones, 1.5 meters soft, right? And somehow in a cave they found so many cadavers organized to say, oh, even then they knew that this is that person, you put it this way, the approach of mummification and stuff like that. And you know what was the first reaction in the comments that I found in this? Somebody had said that, oh yes, these animals, these monkeys, they bring in the monkey and they say, we are the human beings, we are the children of Adam and Eve. The hell with all this new science of you. You know what's funny? If this fellow, in an accident, somebody will beat him, then he's looking around for DNA to prove that this one, that one was. You said DNA doesn't exist, because DNA proves this. Does it or not? Oh, the doctor is not here to explain it to you. We see transformation of animals in bacteria, yeah, influenza. Every year, this living creature will learn about the stuff that we use. We use something to kill it, it will learn to eat it and get powerful. What is this? Bringing he in always for an excuse to say, it's not my choice. This is running away from responsibility, isn't it? He says, how do you do that, really? Yes.
Why do you gnash your teeth at the foe? Why do you regard the sin and offense as from him?
Yeah. When you don't like the stuff that he's doing, good. He will go to hell, I'll go to prison. So let go, yes.
If a piece of timber break off from your house roof and fall upon you and wound you severely, will you feel any anger against the timber of the roof? Will you ever devote yourself to taking vengeance upon it?
You see the example of Brindisi and say, somebody will knock you, oh, okay. Piece of wood will fall on your head. Are you going to put that piece of wood in the prison or torture it or blah blah because you did this to me? There is a difference, yes.
Why did this hit me and fracture my hand? It has been my mortal foe and enemy. Why do you beat little children since you make out that adults are exempt from blame?
But this is something that you don't get it today. Because none of you dare to beat your children. This is that old time I was grown up in that. When you are a child, everybody will hit you in the head to tell you, hey, shut up. That's what childhood was. Yes.
A man who steals your property, you say, arrest him, cut off his hand and foot, make him a captive. And a man who visits your wife, 100,000 angels shoot out from you. If a flood come and sweep away your household goods, will your reason bear any enmity towards the flood? And if the wind came and carried off your turban, when did your heart show any anger against the wind? The anger within you is a clear demonstration of a power of choice, so that you must not excuse yourself after the fashion of necessitarians.
What is the fashion of necessitarian? Because the English is too much for me. It doesn't give me the feeling. But the Persian, which is not Persian, is Arabic, which is Jabriyane Tizar, means the silly excuses that everybody will bring in. It's simple. It starts like this. I don't know. It happened like this. I'm talking about something I knew, I decided, I planned to do. But when something is wrong, I don't know. Out of my power, out of my... I couldn't do anything about it. And even if I wanted to hear it, what would you do if you were there? And you said, oh yes, me too. Yeah.
If a camel driver goes on striking a camel, the camel will attack the striker. The camel's anger is not against his stick. Therefore, the camel has got some notion of the power of choice.
Ah. Now he makes a very intelligent example in that time. He's talking and they all beat the camel. Why? If you don't beat the camel, camel will eat you. No. You have to beat the camel always. That's how you control that big animal. You say, okay, now you're beating your animal with a stick. Does it ever happen that that animal is angry with the stick? How come you do that? That animal knows that you are beating it with that instrument. What about you? Something happened. You did something bad, they are punishing you. Why don't you look at it like that? Why you always nag about it? Is there something wrong when you're punished? No? Yes?
Similarly, a dog, if you throw a stone at him, will rush at you and become contorted. If he sees the stone, it is because of his anger against you. For you are far off, and he has no means of getting at you. Since the animal intelligence is conscious of the power of choice, do not thou, O human intelligence, hold this. Be ashamed.
Aha. Translation says, the logical animal brain is understanding the choice. You, who have the aql, the knowledge of insan. You remember there is a difference between Adam and insan. Adam is the living creature. Insan is a group that they are used to be together, and this togetherness is their identity. He says, look at it. You belong to the second category. You know the cultural knowledge. Therefore, you should understand that you have the choice. With this, I don't mean you could do whatever you want. You have the choice, but you cannot move the sun. You have limited choice. Of course, there are other choices. Yes, there are a lot of stuff that will stop you or push you forward. But we are talking about your responsibility, which is having choice. Yes.
This is manifest, but in his desire for the meal taken before dawn, that each